So that is what I want to tell you about the flag referendum. Also, we are now in summer. Summer started on December 1st, of course. Don't let anybody tell you any different. Big fatty. And it is now, it's theoretically summer, I should say.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Theoretically, we are now in Big Fatty.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4012 of the BFO for Wednesday the 21st of June 2023. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day. Big Fatty, you got nothing today. Well, you're right. I got nothing. I got nothing!
Hello, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
How the hell you doing, Big Fatty?
Good morning! Yeehaw! Hello, swampy asses, Big Fatty Vulga! Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, if you're in Charleston, you got the swampy ass. It's swampy out there. We'll talk about that again in a minute. But y'all wishing us good morning. That was one of those characters from over there at the Shy Life podcast. And y'all is the birthday boy yesterday. That's that Gary in Portland. And y'all, then there's some sort of cowboy probably somewhere out there in Denver. You know, they ride cowboys. I'm not playing the Celebration of Exiting the Birth Canal song today, but we do have a Celebration of Exiting the Birth Canal. First of all, it's the birth of the first day of summer here in the Northern Hemisphere. Y'all, we're not like, you know, that author said it's first day of summer is December the 1st. Y'all, it's just no, but y'all. We also have a celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met this person once or twice. I don't remember exactly. I think it's twice at Pride 48 events. And y'all, just a lovely young man. Y'all, speaking of out there in the Colorados, y'all, that's where he lives. Yes, Big Fatty, the Mile High City. Well, I don't know if it's mile high, but it's high. But y'all, it is the other half of that Aussie Martinez. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than Jay out there in the Colorado. Big Fatty, we love Jay. We do indeed. Big Fatty, he loves to have brownies for his cake. Well, I'm sure he'll get that. Jay, happy birthday. Y'all, if you see him or Aussie on the Twitty or the Metaspace or the Woolly Mammoth, wish him a happy birthday. But y'all, there's more. There's more. Y'all, this song is called Summertime's Calling Me. And y'all, I'm going to let you know, Big Fatty's not a real fan of summer because y'all, it's just hot. It's hot. And y'all, you get the swamp ass. This week, I know I've mentioned it already, but y'all, this week, the weather rat, I think he's setting up a cot, because y'all, we've got the first alert weather, swamp ass edition, we're gonna have, rain. Well, we had rain Monday, we had it Tuesday, and we're supposed to have it Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, like 80% chance each of those days. So, y'all, it's impacting Big Fatty, perhaps more fiber. No, impacting my nipple walking. Oh, well, that's very different. But anyway, y'all, I know many of you love the summertime, and if you do, get out there and enjoy the sunshine and the vitamin D. Big Fatty, you like vitamin D. Well, that's very different.
It's different now. The summertime's calling.
Music, it's true, y'all. Also, I might just say it's not necessarily a happy day, but it kind of is, because y'all, the summer solstice, which starts today, Hump Day, y'all, it's the most daylight hours of a day during the year, and. Y'all, that can only mean one thing. And I know the old gal, probably the Laughing Buddha and others of it. Y'all, I think the older you get, the more you can't stand the daylight saving time. Starting Thursday, days are going to start getting shorter. Big Fatty. I looked, and the days get shorter in the morning hours more than the evening hours. So you'll still have the evening daylight. They'll get shorter a couple of minutes, but daytime, over a week, it gets like 10 minutes shorter or something like that in the morning hours. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. but anyway, y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, I think the nip had come by, and we visited for a while. Y'all, yeah, and I think I mentioned he's still got the grumbly, feeling poorly, and y'all, if he just go to the doctor rather than self-diagnosing, and may I just add, y'all, when you self-diagnose 99.44% of the time, you're wrong. But anyway, but what do I know? Big Fatty, obviously not to self-diagnose. Well, okay, I'll take it. I was also corrected by the NIP that Bob Goen, you know, I mentioned that Bob Goen had been the host of the Wheel of Fortune when it moved to CBS, and I said, oh, and he was the host of the Wheel of Fortune that we went to live here in Charleston. Y'all, the network corrected me, and rightly so. Y'all, it was The Price is Right live that he was the host of. But he hosted that also. but anyway, y'all, after the NIP left, I just had my normal evening. I watch the news, and y'all, the Wheel of Fortune is on reruns. They're all getting ready. The Price is Right is on reruns now. Everything. Well, the Jeopardy is not on the reruns yet, but we're getting close. probably another 2, maybe 3 weeks of fresh Jeopardy shows. But anyway, watch that, and y'all, then it was the Antiques Roadshow. Oh, Big Fatty. I mean, 60 Minutes is a rerun, but the Antique Roadshow continues. Well, it's probably a rerun too, but I hadn't seen this one. Oh, okay. and y'all crawled into the chamber, y'all, right around 9, right after the Antiques Roadshow ended. Y'all, been rain most of the evening, off and on, and the plants got watered, and anyway, Big Fatty, y'all slept like a baby. Y'all, the roof here on the villa, it converges into these channels where the water will go down, and it y'all don't have gutters, so it just drips off the house. And y'all, I've parked a recycling bin underneath that, so it tip a taps on there. Y'all, it's like a lullaby. Be ready, the rainy lullaby. It's true. And y'all, but it makes sleeping so much better. Y'all woke up about 20 minutes to 7. I was a little, and y'all, part of that is because it was cloudy outside. And so I didn't have lots of light coming in. And y'all, that's another good thing about the days getting shorter, especially in the morning. It'll be darker later in the morning. Yes, Big Fatty. And anyway, got up, had my coffee, did all my puzzles, read the newspaper. Y'all had a rye toast and bacon for my breakfast. And, you know, then I was off on the morning nipple walk. Y'all, I did not do the big circle today because there was a threat of rain. It was a 100% chance of rain. Or 80%, I think. So, y'all, I just stuck. I stuck to the streets of Fat Acres. And y'all didn't get rained on at all. Didn't quite get as much walking in as I normally do. But that's okay. I still got plenty in. And closed my exercise ring. And y'all, then I came back and had a little ice cream is what I had, and y'all, it was good. Went back out for one extra inner loop. The Nip did not walk with me today. I assume that he was still feeling poorly, but he did not indicate to me that he was interested in walking. So I just plugged in the ear bobs went out and listened to little shows. Yes, Big Fatty. Then I came back from that inner loop walk, and y'all, I got my share because, you know, later today I'll be going with the Nip to have supper with Olive and the girls. And so far, that's my day so far. And waiting on Hortensia's arrival. She will be here, and I'm going to head out to, I think I'm going to go to the Costco. I'm going to go to the Costco because I hadn't been there in a while. And so I think I'll do that while she's here at the villa sprucing things up. And y'all, I'll tell you about that Costco run. Before I tell you about that Costco run, y'all, let's do this. Hey, it's time for a Big Fatty to open up that old e-letter bag from folks that sent him messages to Ruined at Big Fatty Online. So let's go to Big Fatty and his e-letter opener. Yeah, gotcha, y'all. I had an e-letter from that Kathy Marshall. Well, actually, it was a post over there at the BFO, but I also get a copy in the e-letters, and it says, and it was response to the Big Fatty's comment about how she there being some sort of bad blood between her and the jar or something like that. I didn't know the details. Y'all, she's giving me the details. She says, the jar successfully avoided me. I guess I can stop wearing my name tag now. I'm in high dudgeon, as the kids say. Dudgeon? I don't know what dudgeon is. D-U-D-G-E-O-N. Y'all, shall we look that up? Let's just dudgeon. Y'all, it sounds like one of those words that the kids say. Let's just look it up and see what it means. D U D Dudgeon. Dudgeon, a feeling of offense or deep resentment. Oh, the manager walked out in high dudgeon. Well, okay. I hope your dudgeon is a little lower, Kathy Marshall. I'm sure the jar meant no offense by avoiding you, Big Fatty. Y'all also, since I mentioned it on the little show, y'all want to say that Randy in the Penis Slivania said he didn't know anything about the Bitcoin, but don't hook up your life savings to it or your checking account, because we don't want you to be poor. And don't you worry, Randy. No, I did not do that. Yes, Big Fatty. And anyway, I'm sure somebody else sent something to me, but I don't remember. So, Big Fatty, it's just sad to see you go downhill. It's true. Y'all, I've decided I'm going to tell you about the rest of my day. I'm recording this before going to the Costco. I'll tell you about that on tomorrow's little show. But y'all, there's a, the Nip and Durwood and myself have the tickets to the Best of Broadway season here in Charleston. And it's got five plays. It's I don't remember what they are off the top of my head. But y'all, they also do... The Performing Arts Center does a Pops concert series, and they have five different performances. And y'all, I've not subscribed to this before, but I saw this in the newspaper, and I'm considering it. It's five shows, and the highest price season ticket is like $209. So that for about $40 a show is not too bad. The first one is It's Magic, Joan Ellison Swings in High Fidelity. And it's classic songs by Rosemary Clooney, Lena Horne, Peggy Lee, Doris Day, Ella Fitzgerald, and Judy Garland. And then the next one is Holiday Pops. Then there's a tribute to Joni Mitchell featuring Heather Rice. Then there's Broadway Night. Big Fatty Alex Lefebvre probably would like that. He could probably play all these songs in his sleep. Yes, Big Fatty. And then the final show is Symphony in Red, White, and Blue. And it's just all-American song. So, y'all, I'm thinking about doing that. And I'll let the tickets go on sale Thursday at 10 a.m. in the morning. Big Fatty, better decide quickly. Oh, dear Gussie. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely first day of summer. Northern Hemisphere only. And let's see, I guess that's it. Y'all, I'm going to try to stay dry and not quite as sweaty. Y'all, my muscly gentleman caller said that Herbert Freddy would getting together on hump day work. I said, it's the perfect day to get together with the muscly gentleman caller. Yes, Freddy. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard off of Down There in the Future. You know, it's the shortest day of the year for them. And what is one thing that you never want people to know about you?
Theoretically, we are now in Big Fatty.
Oh, yes. You don't want people to know that you throw up your Cheerios when you... Well, anyway, you can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.